A man runs through a crowded marketplace in broad daylight, holding a lantern. The sun is shining. He is screaming. He is looking for God. The crowd laughs at him. These are not religious people defending their faith. They are modern skeptics who have already moved past belief. And that is precisely what terrifies Friedrich Nietzsche. The madman turns on the crowd and says something that stops the laughter cold. "We have killed him, you and I." This scene, from section 125 of The Gay Science, published in 1882, is one of the most carefully constructed philosophical parables in Western thought. Nietzsche, a German philosopher and cultural critic who lived from 1844 to 1900, was not celebrating atheism. He was sounding an alarm that almost nobody heard. Now, the key idea here is what Nietzsche actually meant by God is dead. He was not making a claim about theology. He was describing a cultural collapse. For centuries, the Christian God had served as the unquestioned foundation of European values, morality, purpose, truth, the entire architecture of meaning. Modern rationalism and scientific inquiry had steadily eroded that foundation. Nietzsche saw this clearly. What he also saw, and what his contemporaries largely missed, was that abandoning belief in God does not automatically erase the moral assumptions built on top of that belief. Think of it like demolishing the load-bearing wall of a house while assuming the ceiling will hold. The structure looks intact, then it doesn't. That means the real danger was not disbelief. It was blindness to the consequences of disbelief. The madman tells the marketplace crowd that he has come too early. They do not yet grasp the magnitude of what has happened. Nietzsche writes that people may continue living among the shadows of God for centuries after losing faith. Those shadows are the inherited moral concepts, the ideals of equality, compassion, and guilt that remain culturally powerful even when their theological source is rejected. Paris, this is the move that makes Nietzsche so unsettling. He is not attacking religion from the outside. He is warning that a civilization cannot simply discard its metaphysical foundation and carry on as normal. Something catastrophic fills the void. That something is nihilism. For Nietzsche, nihilism is not personal sadness or a moody teenager's worldview. It is a structural crisis. It is what happens when a culture's entire value system loses its authority and no replacement has been built. The horizon, his word, gets wiped away. Without a horizon, there is no direction, no up or down, no sense of what matters more than anything else. His later work, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, dramatizes one possible outcome, the last man. The last man is a diminished human being who wants only comfort, security, and modest satisfaction. No grand ambitions, no transformative goals, just warmth and a little pleasure. Nietzsche presents this figure not as a villain, but as something worse, a warning about what human beings become when they stop demanding meaning from existence. Paris, the last man is not suffering. That is the point. He is content. And that contentment is the symptom of a civilization that has quietly given up. The takeaway from everything Nietzsche builds here is this. The death of God was not an uncomplicated victory for reason. It was a dangerous opening. Remember that the madman does not despair and walk away. He smashes his lantern on the ground and says that he has come too early. But he also says that this deed will eventually require new festivals, new sacred games, new ways of creating meaning. The crisis is real. The nihilism is real. But for Nietzsche, the correct response is not to mourn the old foundation or pretend it still holds. It is to face the void honestly and then do something extraordinarily difficult, create new values from the ground up without a transcendent guarantee, without a divine authority to validate them. That is the challenge he places directly in front of Western civilization. And it is the challenge he will spend the rest of his philosophy trying to answer.